2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Good afternoon. Welcome to DFS Army's First Look NBA Breakdown, brought to you by Fantasy Draft, the home of rake-free daily fantasy sports. I'm Cash Keg, and today I'll be doing a game-by-game breakdown of tonight's five-game slate, answering questions you might have, maybe talk about a few core plays we like, talk about the news. There's quite a bit of news on a five-game slate. First, if you're not following me on Twitch, please give me a follow. Turn on those notifications when you know I'll go live. And if you're not a member of DFS Army, please sign up using promo code Twitch to save 20% off your lifetime membership. And that includes all sports. We got a great MMA card coming up this weekend. Conor McGregor getting back in the ring. PGA's full tilt. Crushed opening night there and Sony out there in Hawaii. College basketball still going. That's included in your package. So you get everything here. One price. Again, promo code Twitch. So without that, apologize for the issues a little bit ago with my mic. I don't know what was going on, so I had to restart this thing. And looks like we're good to go now, man. So wait till we get a few folks in here, and we will get after it. It's just looking at a lot of news. That's why I kind of did the show a little later today. Usually I try to do it around 11, but with all the news that we have today, I thought we would do it a little bit later, because it kind of changes the scope of the slate. As you know, there's no way you can do a... If you make an NBA lineup in the morning, it is dead on arrival by lock. It's the way it goes. There's no reason to try. You can do all the research you want beforehand, and you can just almost throw half of it out the window by the time we get closer to lock. So, again, wait here for a few folks, and then we'll start going over news, see what we got going on. Let's see here. Let's just go over the news real quick. So the top of it, Drew Holiday is out. We have Brandon Ingram is probable. He said he'll play. So if he does play, Ingram, even though it's against Utah, I'll still have some love for that. He gets all the usage on the team. He's up, you know, almost a 1.35 fantasy point per minute with Drew off the hardwood. So have some interest there. Big one now is just Kelly Oubre is out. So Mikal Bridges are going to start. He did really well the other night, even with Oubre playing. So Mikal Bridges will get a ton of run. Cam Johnson's probably a guy you can look at if you're looking at deep GPP tournaments. But Bridges will be very popular in cash games. Yo, Tex. Paul George is still out. So, you know, you'll have some people still go back to the Mo Harkless, you know, shit show. But we won't do that. But that makes Kawhi Leonard. He just does it all for that team. You know, he's like almost a 1.6 fantasy point per minute with George off the court. You know, they're playing Orlando. They're on a back-to-back. We can look at Harrell and Lou Will as well. Another one that just came out that was pretty big is Jamal Murray is out. And so that changes everything because Monte Morris is going to start for him. He's going to be super popular, going to be a core play. Monte Morris can get it done. He's a fun one to watch. So he's the kind of guy that you're going to want to play in your cash games tonight by far. What's up, Brian? How you doing, man? So there's, again, with all the news floating around, Jaylen Brown is questionable. So if he's out, then I have some interest in Marcus Smart. I know some people went to Marcus Smart last night. We were more on Richardson. For me to like Smart, one of these guards has got to be out. Walker, Brown, that's when he really gets more involved. With Tatum out, it was more like Tice, And then, you know, look at Gordon or Brown there. So we'll have to see what happens. And we'll see who else is at. Paul Millsap is still out. So Jeremy Grant's still going to get the start. Still like him. His price is still cheap. So no problem going there. Marcus Morris is questionable for the Knicks. We could get they're up against Phoenix. So if he's out, we could look at maybe Randall probably getting a little bit more usage there. You know, Bullock will probably start for him, but I don't have a whole lot of interest there. Damian Lee finally got his contract signed. So that two-way was up, and they signed him to a contract. So him coming back, he should be motivated. So that'll be very interesting. Gary Harris is questionable. Again, he was out. That just boosts, you know, Monte Morris even more because he just gets things done. Not sure he's a guy that I really want to fade. And then Monte Morris. DJ Augustine is doubtful. So, again, that's a – we're going to get – if he's out and Michael Carter-Williams is still out, then, you know, it's going to be Fultz again. So, we'll have to wait around for that news a little bit later. Do I like Michael Porter Jr.? He's okay. Not a ton. He just – you know, he needs the playing time. In a five-game slate in deep GPPs, yes, but, like, on a single entry of cash, no, not at all. So that's the big news right now. And again, it's, you know, things change a lot. If we do this too early, we get news out. A lot of it's irrelevant. So let's head on over here and look at Fantasy Draft real quick. All right, tonight looks like Fantasy Draft. Again, rake free, man. If you're not playing with a bunch of money, and you're trying to build a bankroll, don't give it to FanDuel and DraftKings, and don't play that massive, you know, top heavy GPPs at 16% rake. It'll just eat your bankroll alive. And they've got a little bit of everything over here at Fantasy Draft. Again, rake free. They got $10,000 pick and roll GPP, $25 in. like that. Again, they got for every budget, they got something over here, man. $2,000 and one. We're going to look at this $25 real quick. Kind of go game by game and talk about some of the good plays that we like. What's up, Auburn fan? How you doing, brother? Good to have you on the team, man. Make sure you check out Auburn fan's article, man. Trust the process. Really good yesterday. Really breaks down things if people don't have a process. He's new to the team. Wrote it. It was fantastic. So really dives down into some of our tools like the research station and gets on top of that. So low paints want to know what's rake free mean. Rake free means you're not paying rake. You're not giving. So if you're entering a contest, generally over on FanDuel DraftKings, say the big $7.77 on FanDuel, you're paying 16% rake. So out of that contest of $450,000, off the top before they pay prizes, FanDuel is taking 16% of that prize pool. So out of every $100,000 of that prize pool, they're taking $16,000 out of it before they pay anybody out. So it is rough. That's just not something I like to do and give my money away. I still play FanDuel and DraftKings, but If you're on a smaller bankroll, play sites like Fantasy Draft, man. There's just no reason not to when you can play and not give your money away. It's just when you're playing zero rake, all that money, all the $10,000 in this tournament here on Fantasy Draft is going to the players. If this was on FanDuel and it's a 16% rake, they would take $1,600 out of this $10K to themselves before they would pay that structure out. So that's what they mean by rake free. But anyways, let's dive into this here. We have the Suns at the Knicks, which is a 226 over under. Suns favored by 3. Like we mentioned at the top of the show, Oubre is out. So we got no Oubre. Rubio's back, though, so it's not like we can just smash in some Bridges here, but Bridges is going to get the start here. Going to see mid-30s minutes. He's about a 0.76 fantasy point per minute on the season. He's sitting right down here at about 8,400, so he's priced nicely. Probably going to be pretty popular, probably around the 25-30% range, I bet, tonight. Been about a 0.74 fantasy point per minute over the last 2 weeks. So you're looking at a guy that, you know, can easily get the 3X here at this $8,400 price point. Over on FanDuel, he's $4,500. On DraftKings, he's $4,500. So Yahoo, he's $12. I would probably be more apt to playing him on Fantasy Draft, on FanDuel, and maybe a little bit on Yahoo. On DraftKings at $4,500, it's a little expensive, but doing live construction, we'll have to look at it when we get those sheets out. Also for Phoenix, you know, Devin Booker, 16.5. He's been on a 1.28 fantasy point per minute the last 2 weeks. This is a little pricey for me, but I still think he needs to hit almost 50, you know, 48, 50 to get that 3X mark. He can do it. No Oubre there to steal some shots. You know, Rubio's more of a facilitator, so not a guy that we really have to worry about too much. But at 16.5, there might be some better pieces, but he's going to be about 30% under. So same with Rubio, 13.5. That's a little bit more palatable. You know, Booker's the score. He can go off. It's in the guard, you know. You know, in tournaments, Booker has way more upside. Rubio's probably a little more safe. But Booker's going to play, you know, close to 37, 38 minutes here. So no problem playing him there. I wouldn't get too cute on anyone else on this team. I would just stick around there. You know, Saric is 7,400. He might see a few more minutes with no Oubre, but, you know, not a guy that I'm just jonesing to play. As you can see, his game log is kind of crap. You need a big guy to be out to really play that guy. You know, Ayton's been coming off the bench, but a 14-1 guy coming off the bench, you know, playing low 30s minutes. He's been about a 1.14 fantasy point per minute. That's going to be tough to get there. But he should be way lower owned than Booker and Rubio if you're looking for a guy to get a little different. Like I said, if Marcus Morris is out, Julius Randle at 14.6 is kind of nice. He is over on FanDuel and DraftKings. He's 7.9 on FanDuel and 8K on DraftKings. Pushing 33 on Yahoo. It's a little expensive. But he'll go uptick here. He could easily hit a 3X mark here. He's just very consistent, and all that usage and shots that Marcus Morris takes goes right into Randle there. So, no problem playing him. He's really the most consistent player on this team in the Knicks. When you come down here, RJ Barrett, Elf Payton, I struggle with playing some of these guys. It's the Knicks. It's hard to say what they're going to do. Elf, I guess, will be the next one. He's got upside. He's been about a 0.96 fantasy point per minute over the last 2 weeks. Usage about a 22% or so. Randle leads the team in usage at around 30%. So basically those two guys. But we have some ceiling games out of him. Playing the Suns. GPP only. I wouldn't throw him in cash games. But, you know, with 40-point upside. And that's about it. I wouldn't get too overly extended here. Like I said, there's going to be some obvious chalk plays that we're going to want to play there over on the Nuggets. So I don't think I'd be playing a ton here. Like I said, Bridges is about the one guy that he would make kind of my cash team out of this game, and then take some shots over here on these upper guys like Randle, Booker, Ayton, Rubio, Barrett. There's really nobody on this low end I love besides Bridges. Let's head on over to the Celtics at the Bucks. 225.5 over under. 20.7 on Giannis. Looks like the Bucks are favored by 9.5. They got a 117.5 implied team total. Giannis leads the team. Of course he does. In usage. He has a 35% usage here last 2 weeks. 1.82 fantasy points per minute. Problem with Giannis, he plays about 32-34 minutes. Even lower than that because of how they just stomp people. 21, 28, 28, 32. Yeah, he never really sniffs over 33, 32. And you can see the damage he can do. I think with the value on this five-game slate, and especially over here on Fantasy Draft, you're going to easily be able to fit him in if you want to. There's not going to be a ton of studs on this slate. So he's probably going to be close to 50% owned on the slate. We'll throw him in here in this lineup as we're just going through and messing with some things. I mean, throwing him in, we still got 11.8. I still think we can get there. But when Giannis is playing, it's really hard for me to touch Middleton or Bledsoe. They're just GPP guys. And even then, it's usually Bledsoe for me. I'm sorry, Middleton for me. He's a 1.29 fantasy point per minute. Bledsoe's a 1.23. I don't touch any of these other guys. With the spread being that close, I don't see it being a blowout. That's the only reason I would touch any of these other Milwaukee guys. But for me, it's just Giannis. And even then, I don't know if constructing lineups on FanDuel and DraftKings, I haven't got there yet. He's 11.5 on FanDuel and 11.7 on DraftKings, 55 on Yahoo, respectively. So, you know, if there's enough value, it doesn't always have to come down to him hitting a 3X, say, to get 60. I think he can easily hit 60 here. It does sometimes come down to raw points. If you got enough value at hand, you can throw some raw points out there, and it doesn't hurt anything. So, again, against Boston, at home, they just always win at home. Yeah, raw points, no problem playing there. Over on the Celtics, like we talked about here, we have Brown. You know, if Jaylen Brown is out, we can fire up Marcus Smart. He's 10-7. I would need Brown to be out for me to play Smart. You know, Tatum should be back here. Walker, 13-5. Problem when this team is fully healthy is they are extremely hard to predict who is going to go off. It's a team that's going up against Milwaukee that I don't really want to mess with. The usage is it's crazy. The usage is all about the same. You know, over the last 2 weeks, Tatum, you know, around the 26% usage. Walker's about a 25%. Browns are 25%. You know, Kanter's 22% when he gets out there, but he only plays low 20 minutes, and 11-2, that's kind of rough. Smart's 19%. Tice is 17%. This is what I'm saying. There's no real leader to this team that kind of takes over. They just do it as a team. And so to pick these guys out is kind of rough. So for me, it's kind of a stay-away spot if they're all healthy. If Brown's out, I'd go to Smart. You know, Tice is 7-6 is a little interesting, but I think we have some better value to go at. I'd rather play Bridges. You know, Tice should start, you know, 23 minutes. He's about a 1.05, so he can probably get close to that 3X mark. But again, it's almost a stay-away spot for me, even on a slate this large. Here we're on Fantasy Draft, where you can kind of play a little bit of everything. So three guards, three forwards, and then those two utility spots. So, yeah, just on a back-to-back as well. They're also on a back-to-back 3 and 4. So, yeah, just kind of a stay-away spot for me. Let's head on over here to the Jazz at the Pelicans. This is a 225 over-under. It seems like that's the name of the game today, with Utah favored by 5. Let's start on the Jazz side here. Donovan Mitchell, 13-8. Too cheap. Too cheap. Fire him up all day long. He's at about a 1.03 fantasy point per minute here over the last couple weeks. 26% usage. You'd be surprised that doesn't lead the team. Bojan Bogdanovic leads the team over the last couple weeks in usage at 27%. So those are the guys that are leading it. What hurt a lot was Joe Ingles. I love Joe Ingles, but when Jordan Clarkson came over here, it hurt a lot of his shot attempts. With Conley out, Ingles still runs a lot of that point, and he's at about a 1.10 fantasy point per minute. So I don't mind some jingling Joe Ingles here, even though it's after Christmas. But I do think Clarkson kind of hurt his ceiling games. Clarkson's about a 0.84. And he takes a lot of that usage. Clarkson's a chucker, man. When he gets out there, 10-2, I don't want to touch him, but it just makes me not feel as good of taking Ingles like I used to when he gets in that second unit and kind of runs things. Like I said,
Bojan here, Bogdanovic, he's, you know, 12-3. Makes for an interesting cash piece if you're on this point. Again, the Pelicans just absolutely give it up here. Two guys all over the place. They're just not a good defensive team. So you can target a lot of these guys. Rudy at 16-7. That is priced up. I don't think I want to pay that price on fantasy draft in particular. 9-2 on FanDuel, 9-2 on DraftKings. We'll have to see how lineup construction goes, but I would say he's probably going to be one of the highest raw point scorer on FanDuel at the center position tonight. But over here on fantasy draft, I would focus more on Donovan Mitchell. That's just way too cheap on him. Let's see what he is over on FanDuel and DraftKings. He's 6'6 on FanDuel and he's 7'4 on DraftKings. The Paints, we'll get there. We're next game is Denver, and we will talk about some Michael Porter Jr. So that's about it on that side of the ball. Let's go to the Pelicans. Again, the other night, man, they were just a dumpster fire when it comes to everyone was hurt. They snuck in Okafor starting on us. But I think they should have a lot of their guys back tonight for the most part. I think Ingram's going to play. He's probable. So that takes a lot of the value out of here. At 15-7, again, he's a 1.26 fantasy point per minute. Usage is shoots up to like, you know, close to 35% when we get Drew Holiday off the court. So not a bad, even against Utah at home, I don't mind playing him in cash if you're not going to pay up to a Giannis. It does. With Ingram back, it hurts Ball a little bit, but Ball will still be the number two scorer. And he's been really good over the last 2 weeks, 1.17 fantasy point per minute, 25% usage. I think I'll throw Ingram in here and look, because I think we might have enough value to even get to him. Again, I like taking guys that are – when I'm picking out guys here, I really like to look at guys that are high usage guys, high fantasy point per minute, and guys that are going to play high mid-30s. And he plays 35, 36 minutes here when he is on the court. So you can see 38, 38, 38, 31, and some massive games here. So even if it's against Utah, he's the kind of guy that doesn't have to get to the rim to get a shot. He can hit threes. He can hit the mid-range. He does a little bit of everything. Yeah, it says he's probable the game-time decision, Auburn fan. So I still think he's going to play because that line is only – they're only five-point dogs. So that line kind of shows me that he's going to play, I would think. Because if Ingram wasn't going to play, there's no way the Pelicans would be 5-point underdogs. They would probably be double digit. That they wouldn't be able to keep up with Utah, even at home. So that's why I kind of think he's going to play. So yeah, the rest of these guys, with Ingram playing, it just kind of hurts all this, you know. Redick, 10-4. It's not very interesting for me. Like I said, Ball's priced up to a point that, you know, I don't think he's going to hit that 3X mark we're looking for. And then, you know, Josh Hart at 9-2, he gets the start for Drew Holiday. I don't mind playing him. Derek Favors coming back as well. Favors 11-4. You know, I don't mind some Favors here. He used to play for Utah, if you don't know that. Not saying that means a whole lot, but they'll need his size up against Rudy and those guys. So I don't mind playing him if he's going to sneak in there, you know, high 20s minutes. So, yeah, that's about it. I wouldn't touch any of these. All these other guys that were in play the other night are not, just because of that. You know, with Okafor not going to play, we could see, you know, Favors is probably going to play a few more minutes, but then Hayes will back him up. Hayes at 8-7. Little interesting. I just don't think he's going to see a ton of minutes. You know, probably see 20 minutes or so, and he's only about he's a 1.11 fantasy point per minute, but I don't think he's going to be able to get to that point to hit your 3X. So for me, it's like Josh Hart and Ingram. Let's move on to the Magic at the Clippers. This game. Orlando, back-to-back, 3-4. Clippers are 2-3. 215.5 over-under, way less over-under than the other games. Clippers favored by 11.5. Let's start on the Orlando side of the ball. Like we talked about, you know, Fournier was out last night, and that opened up everything for Fultz. So, like, when you run DraftKings and you're just running the lineup and you're not changing things, you're behind the power curve, man, because Fultz put on a show last night, and he was bodying LeBron James up, man. The dude's super aggressive. Put up a triple-double last night in 33 minutes against the Lake Show. Ended up winning by one. So, love watching that kid play, especially, you know, going to Philly and what happened to him. I think you can go right back to him at 11-3. I still think that's a little too cheap. He does take a little bit of a hit, you know, with Fournier coming back. You know, and if we get, it's not a situation like yesterday where he's going to have to do all the ball handling and Ross was going to end up taking a lot more shots. Again, they're 11.5-point underdog against one of the better defensive teams in the league, so I don't get overly excited. Vooch makes interesting GPP piece, you know, 15-4. The Clippers don't really have anyone that could stop him if he really wants to. I ain't worried about Zubac. Harrell coming off the bench, you know, high-energy guy, but Vooch can get whatever he wants. And you got mid-range threes post-game, so it's just, it's not a spot that I really want to load up on guys here. If you really wanted a deep dart throw, you could put Wes Iwondo here at 6K. He's going to play 30 minutes. He's 0.73 fantasy point per minute. If you are looking to slide a guy in here, that's min price. That's probably your guy on the slate here on fantasy draft. Over on FanDuel, let's see what he is. FanDuel is 3.7, almost min price. DraftKings 3.2. Not a guy to get excited about. He's more of a guy if you're trying to just fit some other pieces in. He's your 6K guy, but again, not extremely productive even the minutes he puts out there. If he puts up 32 minutes, he might get you 18 fantasy points, maybe. Aaron Gordon at 12-1 is very interesting. He can hit a 3X mark here. Again, all GPP pieces, they're all priced, you know, low enough where they can, you know, smash the ceiling. We didn't think they would, you know, hang with the Lakers last night, and they end up winning. But usually when you have teams that overachieve like that the night before, I have a hard time playing them on a back-to-back like that. It's just a good letdown spot for them, especially playing the Clippers. You know, playing two tough teams like that and they get a win like that, this could be a letdown spot after, you know, putting it to the Lakers and winning by one there. So all these would be GPP. I would not play any of these guys in cash. But at these price points for Fultz, Gordon, you know, Vooch, you know, all these guys are GPP only for me. I can't go in cash. On the other side of the ball, the Clippers, we talked about Kawhi Leonard. You know, he's about a 1.6 fantasy point per minute with George out. 17-8. I don't think you're going to be able to fit him. You can fit him and Giannis if you don't play Ingram. I just worry with Kawhi. You know, now it doesn't mean he can't put up a massive game. 61 in 28 minutes. I mean, he can get it done. There's no one in Orlando that's going to be able to stop him. So I have no problem playing Kawhi if you're not going to play one of Ingram. If you want to go Giannis, say you want to go Giannis and Kawhi, you know, you could still do it even with Mitchell. I think there's going to be enough value on the slate you can get there. So no problem playing Kawhi if you want to. I just, you know, it's at 17-8. And the minutes that he might not play, he's got to be super efficient, hyper efficient like he was last game. I mean, it's insane putting up 60 in 28 minutes. And he can do it. But if he gets you, you know, 40, 45 at that price point, he's going to be hurting. He's 10-1 on FanDuel and 10-1 on DraftKings. 48 on Yahoo is pretty cheap. So he's probably more palatable out of all places on FanDuel than any of the other sites. So might be interesting FanDuel play. We'll have to see how that plays out in lineup construction. Again, on this team, Lou Will, Montrezl Harrell, man. They're the other scorers on this team. You know, Lou Will's a 1.32 over the last 2 weeks. Just shy of Kawhi's 36% usage. He's at 33% usage. All he does is get buckets, man. 13K, needs about 39 to pay off. Not sure he'll quite get there, but makes an interesting piece. Very consistent. Don't mind playing him in cash games. Montrezl Harrell at 12-1. Don't mind playing him. You know, he plays high 20s, low 30s minutes usually. Got some big ceiling games in him. So he makes for an interesting piece at 12-1 because he can really get there in GPPs. He is 6.2 on FanDuel, which is way too cheap. 6.6 on DraftKings. So again, FanDuel, Yahoo, $27. I think he's a little expensive on DraftKings for me, but all three of these other sites squarely in play. And then I really wouldn't touch. Pat Bev went off the other night. Man, he went off. He put up almost a triple-double in 22 minutes. Again, they just kind of took it to him. So Pat Bev here, no problem. He had 1.19 fantasy point per minute, 18% usage over the last 2 weeks. Kind of a guy that, you know, can put up big games, you know, especially with and he gets overlooked all the time. He'll probably be sub 5% ownership over here on Fantasy Draft. And as people are going to Lou Will and Montrezl Harrell, maybe look to him. One thing that scares me a little bit is Fultz is drives to the rim very aggressively and can draw fouls that way. But on the flip side, you know, Pat Bev is a really aggressive defender himself, and so maybe he gets Fultz into foul trouble. So it'd be an interesting matchup, just someone to look at for some GPPs. So that is really all I'm looking for. I don't really have any interest in Zubac here. I guess J Mike you can look at. Jamichael Green, 7,100 GPPs, but that's about it. I would just stick with those, basically those top four guys. Let's head on over to the Nuggets at the Warriors. We have a 212 over-under, which is kind of noticed this. Usually, the West Coast Hammer games have the higher over-unders tonight, and tonight, they have the lowest over-unders. So, just keep that in mind when you're doing roster construction. The first three games are over 225, and these last two are around 212, 215. So that makes it interesting. So yeah, let's talk about these Nuggets, man. Let's talk about these Nuggets. What you do here with Murray out, you just plug in Monte Morris at 9-1. He's going to start. He's going to see Clary close to 30 minutes. He started the second half for Murray when he had that bad ankle. Again, only put up 13 in 23 minutes, but starting at this price, he should have no problem to hit this 3X mark with upside, the 35 points or so. So, have a lot of love for him. again, Jeremy Grant's been starting playing high 30s minutes. He's 9-3 over here. A lot of love for Jeremy Grant. I love him on FanDuel. On FanDuel, Jeremy Grant is... And like I said, with Millsap being out, you know, and continues to be out, FanDuel just doesn't get the memo. How is Jeremy Grant 4K on FanDuel still? Come on, FanDuel. With those 3 points, blocks, and steals on FanDuel, Jeremy Grant just gets it done. So, I have some love for him there. No problem playing him in cash games. And then someone talked about Michael Porter Jr., 6'8", again, way too cheap over at Fantasy Draft, Fantasy Draft. No problem playing him in cash games here at Fantasy Draft. 6'8", like I said, you can play all three of those guys if you want to and still have money to spend. They're all too damn cheap. it's just, let me see what his Michael Porter Jr.'s price is on FanDuel and DraftKings. 3'6 on FanDuel is way too cheap. 3-6 on DraftKings, way too cheap. So, yeah, with the minutes that Michael Porter Jr. has been getting, and he's probably going to continue to get, it's a four-point game. Denver favored by four here with all these injuries in Golden State. So, again, no problem playing Michael Porter Jr. He's just too cheap. And you can, again, this whole Denver team is basically going to play because we have all these injuries with no Harris, Millsap, Murray out. Barton at 12-6, he's too cheap. No problem loading up him. You could easily play. You're gonna see a lot of Denver guys with all the injuries that are here. So, no problem playing these. Again, Jokic at 17-5. He hasn't been as aggressive. I would like. I think he's more of a tournament play for me, than a cash play. on this slate, because I'd rather play Kawhi and Giannis for those raw points that, you know, they're going to get you, make sure they're going to get you probably around 50 at least, if not, and then have the upside for 60. Jokic has the upside. He just has not been as aggressive on the scoring side of it. So 38, 51, 43, you know, it just, yeah, there's something about him. And again, when Porter comes in, you know, Plumlee's very interesting at 8-7. He puts up some interesting games here. 23, 19, 20. Does it in, you know, not a lot of minutes. But the big guys I'm focusing on in Denver, especially in cash games, Monte Morris, Porter, Grant, Barton. And then my tournaments would be Jokic and Plumlee. I wouldn't touch any of these other guys down here. PJ Dozier came out in his first NBA game last night. It was kind of fun to watch. He put up 12 points in 13 minutes. Yeah, this game was back in the April. April basketball, always a lot of fun. Just nuts. Dart throw, yeah, that would be a West Coast gym. Yeah, dart throw. If you want to play PJ Dozier, that is your epitome of a dart throw play there. So those are the guys I'm really touching. I'm not touching any Craigs or Juancho or any of these other guys down here. Beasley, no. I'm just basically focusing on that. On the Warriors side of the ball, like I said, Damian Lee is back. So he got his contract. Problem is we still got D-Russ in our lives. D-Russ 13-6 is too cheap. You could throw D-Russ in this stinking lineup that we made right here. Have a little bit of change left on the table, 500 left on the table, but D-Russ is just too cheap. 13-6. Yeah, I mean, with a lot of these guys out, he's just way too cheap over here on Fantasy Draft. This is like he's a cash play easily. Over here, let's look at his price tag on FanDuel and DraftKings. 7-4 on FanDuel, 7-5 on DraftKings. Way too cheap. Way too cheap. Gonna see mid 30s minutes. Like I said, Lee takes a little bit away from him. Lee's probably gonna see, you know, low 30s minutes. He's 9-8. Makes an interesting piece. You know, for GPPs to be low owned. You know, he's about a 0.85 fantasy point per minute over the last 2 weeks with a 20% usage. Burks takes a little bit of a hit with Lee coming back. I want to play the guy that's on the second unit. So if Burks takes a seat and is in the second unit, I want to play Burks. If Burks starts and Lee's on the second unit, I want to play Lee. I want to play whoever's on the second unit here because whoever's playing alongside D-Russ, they're just not going to get the shots as much. Russell's going to shoot the ball, man. And that hurts. That helps a little bit of value of Draymond Green when we get shooters like that because, you know, Draymond's going to get his fantasy points by, you know, assist, rebounds, and whatnot in those peripherals. So I would look at, you know, 11-3 is cheap. I have no problem playing him. I think you could even probably play him in cash games, even though I hate thinking about that. But, you know, Spellman's been starting at 9-3. You know, he's a little interesting. So there's a few pieces here on the Golden State side. I think this is a game you could actually stack up, even with being the 212 over-under. I think you can kind of pinpoint two or three plays on each side and stack it up and then mix them with some of the higher end guys here. So that's where I look at, man. I would look at playing those guys. And it's a pretty fun slate for a five-gamer. You know, with all the injuries, it kind of opens things up a little bit, and we're not, like, struggling to make some lineups. So let's go back and see if we got any questions here, man. Got any questions? Anybody on the slate? I'm going to start working on these cheat sheets. Auburn fan. If you're still out there, is your article dropped yet? Your Trust the Process article? I know you're going to drop one for today. Again, everybody get out there and read it. If you guys don't have a process every day, hopefully it can help you craft one because you should. You should definitely be doing the same thing inside and every day because if you're not, then it's hard to pinpoint where you're lacking to get better. If you're just going in and putting random plays in and not having a process of not just lineup construction, but a process of being able to pick the right contest with the lineups that you're creating, all that stuff goes into it. So, all right, he's working on it now. He said he'll have it up probably around the next hour and a half or so. You should probably go in there and see it. So, again, it's a good one. Welcome to the team. Aiden, FanDuel GPP. Yeah, no problem playing Aiden GPP. On a Renee, on a five-game slate like this, I think I'll play a little lighter than normal just because you have a lot less room for error. But with some of the value we have, it's kind of interesting slate to play. Clear-cut value that won't be owned high enough. I like to play heavier on the larger, you know, 8, 10, 12 game slates and a little less on the, you know, 5 game slates and below and play a little more GPPs. So yeah, man, let's get after it. I got to get on these sheets so I can get them out. Sheets will be up by 4:00 Eastern time. Look out for that article, you know, look out for Mutt and Madness in there, you know, coaching you guys up, answering questions you guys have. And again, head on over, Fantasy Draft, rake free. Don't be paying that crazy 16% rake on some of these on these tournaments that FanDuel and DraftKings offers. Head on over to Fantasy Draft. Use the rake free. Don't be paying it. You know, let all this money go in your pocket, because if you do the math and you look at it over time, you have to cash way more to be profitable at this. So use these sites to your advantage, man. And if you're not playing a ton, if you're playing, you know, if you're playing $100 or less a night, I would play Fantasy Draft over the other two. All depends on your bankroll. All depends what you're doing. But I would pick this site over the other two if I was playing a smaller bankroll. So without that, appreciate all you guys, man. I will see you in chat. Let's get after it today. Again, a lot of value on Denver. Let's see what's going. And deuces.